Welcome to the NFL News Podcast. Today, we are going to do the NFL news from today. Let us get right into it. We have a lot of news to cover today, so I'm going to talk a little faster than I normally do, similar to yesterday. So Dak Prescott today was, the Cowboys have offered him a 5-year, $175 million contract, which would make him the highest paid quarterback of all time, making him $35 million a year. So Jerry Jones, a little while ago, on draft release night, said that he was not working on the contract, but talent around him. Now I guess they got enough talent around him, and now they are giving him his contract. And this is new information, but you want to know the crazy thing about it? He turned it down. He turned down the 5-year, $175 million. $175 million. He is seeking north of $45 million in the final season of his new deal. He also wants a 4-year deal. But it makes sense. Like, if you're going to give me a 5-year deal, give me $45 million, because that's what I think quarterback's going to be getting paid then. Like Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, they're on their rookie deals. They got to get new deals, and he apparently thinks $45 million a year is what's going to be happening. So, that is crazy stuff. If I got offered 5 years to be on the Cowboys, with arguably the best receiver core in the entire NFL, I'd probably take that deal. So I'm not going to talk about that anymore. I'm going to go on to the next topic. I'm just now realizing that this is going to take forever, so I'm going to talk a little faster. There's, like, smaller things, like the Jaguars today have signed a 4th-round pick, Shaquille Quarterman. The Falcons have agreed to terms with former Giants linebacker Dion Buchanan, I think is how you say it. I don't know. He is a former 1st-round pick. Another key piece to their defense, with which they are trying to just stack up right now. Former Steelers linebacker Anthony Chiquillo reached an agreement on a 1-year deal with the New Orleans Saints. They also are trying to stack up their defense in order to stop the Bucs. That's just what I think. Updated playing rules, change proposals. This is not official yet, but it's a proposal that I think would be amazing. And they got a bunch of them, but the most interesting, I think, and a bunch of other people agree, is an alternative to the onside kick that would allow the team to maintain possession by, instead of doing an onside kick, go for it on 4th and 15 from their own 25-yard line. A team could do this no more than twice a game, and it will be discussed at next Thursday's virtual meeting. The rule proposal about the onside kick alternative was made by the Eagles, who withdrew 2 other proposals, one to modify the blindside block rule to prevent unnecessary fouls, and the other is to restore overtime to 15 minutes and minimize the impact of the overtime coin toss. And the team can choose between a traditional onside kick, but with the rule changes, making those almost near impossible to recover. So the NFL has been looking for alternatives, including experimenting with this rule in the Pro Bowl. This rule could be crazy lethal for teams like the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes and maybe the Packers, possibly, if they get on track. This rule could be crazy, but also very well used, because now it's like, if you're doing an onside kick, there's a 0.001% chance that you're going to recover it, unless you're Young Wei Koo, that brings you up all the way to 10%. So, it's near impossible right now. So, I think it's a great idea that they're doing that for a new rule. After getting down to 240 pounds and looking really skinny, Rob Gronkowski, who recently signed with the Bucks after coming out of retirement, told CBS Sports HQ that he's almost back to playing weight that he's supposed to be, saying that he's about 257 pounds right now, and everyone really thinks that he's like 230, 240, but he says that he's basically four more protein shakes away from being at playing weight, and saying that he will be 260 to 265 when it's time to roll. So, I didn't know that he was getting that big now. I did know that he was getting smaller after retirement because he hasn't been, like, working out. I don't think he really considered coming back for a while. But I thought he was gonna come back, but that's a different story. Just good to see that he's getting back to playing weight, because he can't be 230 pounds when he's playing football in the NFL. He'd break everything, every bone in his body. So the Chiefs CEO Clark Hunt, chairman and CEO Clark Hunt, says that Mahomes' extension talks are going to begin this summer. Clark Hunt provided an update on where things stand between the front office and Mahomes, who will be entering his fourth year of his rookie deal in 2020. The star QB's chance to hit the free agent market won't be possible until the summer of 2022, but as Hunt indicated, and everybody else with a brain who watches football knows, neither the team nor Mahomes have any intentions of allowing that to happen. The former MVP, Super Bowl, and league MVP is on his rookie contract right now, which was a 4-year, $16.42 million contract, including a $10.08 million signing bonus. Securing their QB1 will be undoubtedly the club's top priority moving forward in this offseason. I really do think he does need to get paid. I mean, $16 million is not exactly a little amount of money, but according to my calculations, going 6-7 and making the playoffs and getting offered a $175 million contract versus winning the Super Bowl, becoming the MVP, and league MVP, I think it doesn't really add up that this guy's making less money than him, or could make less money than him. And there's no doubt in my mind that the Chiefs sign this deal. If they don't sign this deal, then everybody in that building is gonna get fired, and that will be fun. So, I am sorry for this episode being really long. I think it's my longest episode yet. It's nearing 9 minutes now. So, thank you for watching the NFL News Podcast. Tune in every day at around 10 o'clock is when I will post these. Around 9 to 10 o'clock, maybe 8:30 to 10 o'clock, I post daily that there's news. So, check me out every day, and if I haven't posted by 10 o'clock, then there's no news to be that you need to be updated on. Also, I do some extra content on my YouTube channel. I'll put the link to that in the description or show notes. And see you next time. Goodbye.